boxes of pancake mix and condensed milk, jam, peanut butter, and honey, 6 cans of tuna fish. And then he indulged himself in perishables, English cookies and Edam cheese, a small frozen pheasant, even fruitcake. He never ate so well as when he was broke, and he couldn't afford to. After ringing up his charge, the clerk checked the number on his card against her list of closed or doubtful accounts. She smiled apologetically and handed the card back. The bag of groceries weighed a good 20 pounds. Carrying it with the exquisite casualness of a burglar passing before a policeman with his loot, he took the escalator to the bookshop on the 8th floor. His choice of books was determined by the same principle as his choice of groceries. First, the Staples, 2 Victorian novels he had never read, Vanity Fair and Middlemarch, a Sayers translation of Dante, and a 2-volume anthology of German